wanted to lead us off with just some thoughts on this matchup and the Cardinals defensively. What scheme are they playing, and what challenges do they present?
Well, I had an opportunity to play against the Cardinals, coached against them last year twice, and Coach Horton has done a good job of implementing the system that I think he was at Pittsburgh for a long time. I wouldn't say it's exactly the same, but obviously there's a lot of similarities to it. They're a team that plays a lot of linebackers in their base defense. They give you a lot of different looks. They're a team that I would say has an extensive pressure package. They do a great job of trying to disrupt the passing game with pressure, and also at the same time do a good job of affecting the running game, at the same time with those same pressures. So an aggressive defense, a lot of really good football players. I think they're a fast team. They got good team speed on defense. And they got guys that make plays at all three levels. So, and they've certainly, over the last 10 games, they're 8-2 and have done a good job of really settling into what they want to do, and they're playing well.
Josh, I'm sure you liked what you saw on Sunday, but can you tell me what you do like about Stephen Ridley, and can he be the kind of guy that can shoulder that kind of load week in and week out?
I thought Stephen, he did a good job of running hard in the game, made some yards after contact. He converted on, some short yardage and goal line opportunities, which are always important plays for the offense. And he made positive plays in the passing game as well. So, Stephen's certainly earned the opportunity that he got on Sunday, and I think he made the most of the opportunities that he was given in the game. And he's a young player that works really hard during the course of the week, and has really, I think, made strides in a lot of different areas of his game. And certainly I think some of those helped us on Sunday, and we hope to see that continue going forward.
Josh, it's only been one game, so certainly things can change, but you guys were able to establish a nice balance on offense between the run and the pass. How important, or how much do you value balance on offense in general, and what are some of the things that it does for you that are positive if you're able to achieve it?
I think maintaining your balance in really any portion of the game of football is important, and on offense, certainly, if you're able to do more than one thing well and able to move the ball, in different ways, I think it just forces the defense to have to defend, a lot of different things in your offense. It can't really settle into one thing and get comfortable with that. I think certainly, when you have a decent balance offensively, your running game can help your play action. Your play action can help your running game, and then you mix in, all the other things that you want to try to do. I think it really just becomes a complementary part of your game. So certainly our goal will always be to try to go in and maintain our balance, unless we decide that the best thing to do would be to do something other than that, which we've done that, I know, in certain games in the past where we've made a conscious effort or a decision to do it some other way. But I think that right now I think we did a decent job in week one, and hopefully we can continue to do that by being productive in both the throwing game and in the running game.
Josh, we saw a bit of a reduction in Wes Welker's snaps. Is this a game plan type of thing? Are people reading too much into it? What can you tell us about that?
I think the game plan each week is really different. We definitely had some personnel groupings. We played a lot. I mean, I don't know how many the exact number of snaps, but we played quite a few snaps of three tight ends in the game at the same time. Then we played some two tight ends with two running backs in the game there at the same time. And so I think each week here, I think is really we try to make the decision on what groupings or what personnel matchups may give us, you know, a certain, whether it's an advantage or not, we don't know, but we try to maybe quiet the game down a little bit or take advantage of a situation that we think we can take advantage of. We kind of decide those on a week-to-week basis. Certainly, Wes had some opportunities in the game and made the most of a few of those, and then we had some other opportunities we didn't quite hit. But, no, I mean, Wes's role, we it's the same as we've always gone. We'll go each week and try to do what we think is best to help us win. And sometimes that may include, you know, playing more multiple tight ends. Sometimes it may be playing a lot more receivers, you know, but we kind of try to feel that out as we go through our preparation and then make the decisions that go along with it.
Thank you.
Josh, the line probably doesn't get enough credit when the offense plays well. In the preseason, there was a lot of moving parts there. I wanted to specifically ask you about having Wendell at center and Connelly right next to him. Why do you like that, and what did you see?
I thought the line did a decent job as a whole. You know, certainly there's areas of improvement in all aspects of our play. We played, first of all, we played seven guys in there on Sunday. You know, Donald Thomas played in there. We played Marcus in there as well. Logan and Sebastian were in there, during the course of the game, certainly a big chunk of it, and then we got them out some. And so I think the line kind of, went about their job and handled their business the way we expect them to. Wendy's done a nice job. He's earned the opportunity that he has now, and went in there and provides us with a tough, competitive guy in the middle that does a good job of communicating and getting our calls, across the board to the rest of the guys up front. And he played that way on Sunday. And then Dan's been a guy that's played a lot of different roles for us. You know, he played guard and fullback the other day. He certainly played center in the past. And, the more versatile those guys are, the more they know about the other guy's job and what his role is going to be on certain plays, I think the more it helps them do their own job. So to have two guys in there that know what's going on at multiple positions, can really try to, give us a good balance inside there.
Josh, I'm not sure. Can you hear me? Is this an echo? Can you hear?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. I noticed that the Cardinals seem to be pretty effective. I was reading something where someone noted they were effective in terms of the outside the numbers pass defense. Tough to complete some balls on them outside the numbers. Have you noticed that yourself? And if so, what are you seeing there?
Well, they certainly do a good job of mixing up their defenses. They don't really. They don't fall in. They're not one of those teams that really give you the same look, multiple plays in a row. They're certainly a well-coached team. You can tell that by the way that they operate and execute a lot of different calls, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. And so I think I don't know that exact number, but I know they challenge guys on the outside when they play, one-on-one type coverage out there. And they got some guys that, have played a lot of football in the last few years in this system. You know, Gay is certainly familiar with it. Peterson, certainly played in it all last year. You got some younger players, Fleming, Adams that plays inside, where they just, they're going to be competitive. They play an aggressive style up front. They pressure quite a bit, which I think always affects any quarterback's accuracy, no matter where he's throwing, because if you can get pressure in the pocket. So I think some of those numbers, whatever those might be, they could be affected by the rush. They could be affected by blitzing. They could be affected by tight coverage and competitive corners. And I think probably all of those things factor into Arizona's defense when you study them. They do a good job of all those things. They got good players at all three levels, and they certainly do a great job of trying to disrupt the quarterback.
We'll take a last question.
Josh, what are your thoughts on the no-huddle offense in terms of its place in the NFL today? Sort of like a bigger picture question. It seems like that we've seen this for quite a while here in New England. Now it seems like you turn on the TV or view the tape of games around the league, and it seems like the growth of that has really noticeable. I'm curious your thoughts on
Well, I think, you know, I certainly didn't get to see a whole lot of different games this weekend, or, you know, and we never really do other than what we're watching on tape. But I do know that there are more teams obviously trying to employ that method of playing offense. There's probably a lot of different reasons for it. Defenses are certainly getting more and more multiple and playing a lot of different personnel packages, trying to show you a lot of different looks and disguise and different coverages, different pressures, bringing people at the quarterback and trying to disrupt the passer in as many ways as they possibly can. And so I think sometimes, you know, if you feel like you can, you know, up-tempo the game and maybe, you know, settle some of that down, that might be one you know, area where people look at it and say it's a useful tool. I think that, you know, in general terms, early in the season, sometimes playing quick is an advantage, because teams are, you know, these are our first few games that we're really playing our first group, you know, the entire ball game, and sometimes that can give you an advantage too. So it's definitely a fad. I know, like a lot of different things, it could come and then it could go. There's certainly different waves of that, I think, on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game, that show up from time to time, and then, you know, maybe a few years later they'll kind of go into a different fad. But I know college football, you know, the college football you see seems to be a lot of that. And then, you know, I think you're seeing some different ways to employ that now in the NFL.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.